Info.
We are the nation's number one talk station, 99.3 Nigeria Info. Lagos, good morning to you. How are you doing? It's 7 minutes inside the hour of eight. I'm Sheriff Quadri. We're live right now on Facebook. We're also live on YouTube. You can let us know what you think about our conversation this morning on WhatsApp as well. WhatsApp number is 0959975805. Let's get on. Because it's Thursday, and you know the tradition on the Morning Crossfire, every Thursday we discuss health and health-related matters. And this morning, we're having a part two of the language and speech and language delay conversation this morning. So, in case you missed out on last week's edition, in case we couldn't get to you, the questions that you had or something, we'll try as much as possible to dedicate most of the time this morning to your thoughts, to your questions, because we have an expert again in the studio. Research has shown when Nigerian parents are concerned with their child's communication abilities, they often seek assistance from doctors, from teachers. Is it that there is a shortage of speech language pathologies practicing in Nigeria? We try to seek answer to that question last week. Today, we discuss a part two of the speech and language delay in children. We started that conversation last week on the show, and it was explosive during the show last week. You are free to join us again this week. Well, speech and language delay is an aspect of communication disorder said to affect a child or somebody's ability to communicate. This communication ranges from simple sound substitution to complete inability to understand. Communication disorder, one of the most prevalent symptoms in young children with developmental delays, has been found to be one of the most common childhood disabilities worldwide, not just in Nigeria alone. With limited relevant researches in low-income countries such as Nigeria, we barely have data to show exactly how rampant the problem is. But we are in luck this morning because we have an expert, the head of speech pathology and special education department at the Federal Neuropsychiatric Hospital, Yaba. She works from the Oshodi Annex of the institution. Mrs. Amadu Temitope joins me live in the studio this morning. Mrs. Temitope, good morning to you. Thank you for joining us.
Good morning.
It's good to have you here.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Let's start from the basics for the sake of parents and guardians who are listening to us. What is speech delay?
That's a very good question. When you talk about speech and language delay in children, it's a form of communication delay that has given so many parents, practitioners, the society at large, so much concern on why is my child having this delay. It calls for a lot of concern on everybody. It's not what only you can handle. So it is a multidisciplinary work that involves everybody to participate. Why is this delay occurring in my child? You understand? So speech and language delay can be frustrating for parents and even to the children. You know, sometimes for the children, they find it difficult to express themselves. They want to make their needs known. They want their want to be known to everybody. But when that child cannot say what he or she wants, so the child can actually vent his or anger on anybody that is around. So because of the inability to express his or herself, the child might begin to act out. And then when you talk about speech and language delay in children, it is not only for children with developmental disorders alone.
Okay.
It cuts across now. Even for every normal child that we call regular children, they usually have speech and language delay. So, and it comes out in different forms. So for you to know that, okay, your child is having speech and language delay, there are some things you must have seen in that child.
What are those things?
Okay. For instance, for every normal child, there are stages of speech and language development in life. So when you now begin to observe that, okay, by 12 months, that child is not even communicating with you, no form of gesture is being used, then you know there is a problem somewhere. Well, for some parents, they will tell you, okay, they will still hold on until that child is 18 months plus. Then by 18 months, you expect that child to say one or two things verbally. But that child prefers gesture over vocalization in communication. So for a parent, they will be wondering, why is my child not talking? He's always making use of gestures all the time. Or you feel that, okay, that child is having problem understanding simple verbal requests. Give me a cup of water. Give me the red blue bag. You find out that that child finds it difficult to understand these things. Those are the noticeable signs that you need to know as a parent or as a caregiver or as a guardian that is in the custody of a child that, okay, these are problems that are occurring, which is not supposed to be so.
What causes this thing? What causes speech and language delay in children? Do we have any concrete reason why these things happen?
Yes. Normally, looking at the medical history, you have to get the case history of a child before you can really say this is the actual cause of what is happening to this child.
Okay.
But there are associated causes too. Aside the normal medical history that they will tell you, child did not cry at birth, and maternal intake of food, those ones. Aside that one, we have associated issues that causes speech and language delay in children. We have short frenulum. That is what we call the tongue tie. So once you have the child, so if that one is not properly released, there might be what we call speech and language delay in that
child. At what point is that thing released?
As early as possible.
As early as possible.
Yes.
Is it also matter, because you mentioned something that really caught my attention now, when a baby doesn't cry at birth, does it matter really? Is it that important?
No, not, it matters.
Okay.
It matters. You know, it matters, but at the same time, it's what we need to work on.
Okay.
You understand?
Okay.
So we have
here. Is that why you have to beat a child, spank the baby? A baby.
No.
You have to beat the baby to try.
Yes, they want that baby to cry. You understand?
Yeah.
Normally, a child should cry once the child comes out.
Okay.
So, and that child is not crying. We don't want any defect or any problem to occur in life. So you have to spank. So that the baby will cry out too loud.
That's part of normal process.
Yes.
Okay. What are the other signs and, what are the other causes?
We have hearing problem too.
Oh.
Yeah, hearing problem can also affect speech. Children who have a problem hearing may have trouble saying or understanding what you are saying or even imitate or using your language. Because of the auditory processing now, there is a delay. So it can also cause speech and language delay in children too. Then sometimes we have mental retardation, which we know as intellectual disability. So for children with mental retardation, they have global delay developmental stage, so it can cause speech and language delay in children too. Then we also have bilingualism in the house, maybe in a home where two or three languages are being used. So it will be difficult for that child to pick the right one at the right time.
To decide quickly which one he or she wants to go with.
Yes. Then we have dental-associated issues
parents.
Too.
Uh-huh.
Dental-associated issues too. You know, for some children, they have an open bite and some an overbite. When I say an open bite, sometimes when you see that the upper teeth and the lower teeth are not aligning together.
Okay.
So it will be difficult for that child to produce some sounds, some consonant sounds, like s, l. It will be difficult. Then tongue, there's also this tongue thrust too that also caused them speech and language delay. Or it's not really a delay. It will have delay in producing the intelligible speech that is needed.
Oh, okay.
For this one, for these cases, associated cases now, there will be delay in producing the intelligible speech. Like you want that child to call Lola, the child tell you, yeah, yeah. Because the tongue is resting. Instead of lifting the tongue to touch the hard palate, that is the roof of the mouth.
That's right.
The child say, yeah, 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 yeah. So those are delay. But you need to make sure that child articulates words. When I say articulate, produce the words in the right way. So that for every listener, they will understand or guess near accurately what that child is saying.
Indeed. But at what point should a parent or a guardian be concerned?
Let's say from 18 months.
From 18 months,
yes.
Okay.
Yes. If you are talking about this delay, by 2 years, 24 months, then we should begin to do something for that child.
Is every delay, is speech or language delay in child, is every delay a severe case or they can always come out of it?
No, it's not all that is a severe case. Some can be manageable through therapy.
Okay.
Some can be manageable through therapy. We have individualized one and group therapy for some children, and they will do better because once the communication aspect on the speech and language is being focused on, then we actually achieve a positive result at the end of it. But for the non-verbal ones, we have some that are verbal and some are totally non-verbal. You understand?
Okay.
So there are other means of communication that can be used for those ones, for the non-verbal.
All right, indeed. You know what we're going to do, Mr. Mitokwe? Let's take some calls from some parents, hear them. Then we'll come to how to manage it, how to do this therapy, where to go to. Because last week we got a lot of calls from parents who didn't even know what to do about the situation, you know, that they're dealing with. 0700-993-993-993. We'll be due for our first break in a matter of a few minutes. So we want to get as many calls as possible in and treat those ones first before we go to that break, please. So when you call, just go straight to the point. If you're sending us messages as well, feel free. We're streaming live on Facebook and on YouTube, Nigeria Info 99.3. Female only line is 01465-7190. Female only as 01465-7190 on that line. Please call when you're calling me. Go straight to the point. Let me speak with Emmanuel very quickly. Emmanuel, hi. Good morning to you. Hello, Emmanuel.
Yeah, good morning, sir.
Morning to you.
Mr. Sherry. Yes. I'm calling from Bagada.
Okay.
Yes, I just joined your program. I have a kid that is 4 years old, but it's difficult for us to hear his language or talk very well, but he knows everything. But for him to speak out, to call names or to pronounce things, is difficult for him. So I don't know. So maybe they can tell me what the problem is, but right, because I'm concerned.
All right, Emmanuel, thank you. What should Emmanuel do? 4 year old, but okay, they can't hear the child clearly.
Okay. So I cannot diagnose in absentia. Okay. So but what I'll just tell him one or two things to do. So he needs to bring that child for a proper assessment at the clinic, at our hospital.
Okay.
You understand? So but for that child, as a parent, you need to observe what your child is saying. You need to give him you need to be more focused on what he's producing, the speech sound that he's producing now. Are you getting me? So then you'll be able, out of his nonsensible ways, you need to pick out the sensible ones from it. You are saying you does not understand what he's saying clearly. The jargons that he's saying, you need to pick out the good ones there. Then start interpreting it. Make it meaningful to you. Because there's no how that child will be producing nonsensical words and you'll not be able to pick one good thing out of it. Start interpreting what that child is saying, and then if you find it difficult to still achieve that, you can still calm down. Like I've said earlier on, I cannot assess in absentia.
In absentia.
You need to bring it so that it can be properly reviewed.
Indeed. Let's take this other call. Hello, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, I have a child of 3.5 years.
Okay.
And he at least is saying some few words like come, go, water, for other things. Yeah, like putting words together. He's not able to put words together.
Okay. Do you have any questions for her?
Yes. 3 years.
So I want to know.
Okay.
What are your recommendations, according to our guest, that you can at least give me?
Okay. So
I've been trying all possible means. And
all right.
Okay, I've said earlier on, you still need to focus on his communication skill.
Okay.
You said he's 3 years old, he can only say go and come. Then you need to read out storybooks to him. You need to build the two letter words that is forming into sentence now. He can say read, you can say go and come. You need to build the sentences, make it 2, 3, 4 words. Now you need to combine it together. You need everyday situations to build your child's skills. Tell him, like you said, he understands go. Go and give me the cup. Go and bring my... You have to build it together. Build his vocabulary by bringing the 2, 3 letter words together to form sentence. And you explain what you are doing to him. You have to keep it simple. You make it simple so that your child will understand what you are saying.
Is there any way trauma can cause this in a child?
Yeah. Trauma can, yeah. It goes a long way. Psychosocial deprivation, when parents are not there, it can cause issues like that. So when maybe parental death, or when the child is not being taken care of very well, and the child is being schooled, don't say this. If I do this to you, don't do this. So the child, for the child to be able to express this to herself, it will be difficult. The trauma will be there, and the child is going through a lot of things. So it can actually cause a delay.
All right. Let's take another call. Nigeria, Ifo, good morning to you. Good morning. We can't hear you. Okay, welcome. Let's see if we can hear you.
I'm listening to the radio. I have a child of 4 years. He has not started talking at all.
4 years?
Yeah.
He hasn't started to say anything at all?
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
4 years.
4 years, yes.
Okay.
Any recommendation for coming?
Have you?
Oh, she's gone. She's gone. She's gone. Let's take another call. I know that you wanted to ask Kemi a question, but she left. Kemi, if you can call back, please do.
Hello.
Good morning to you.
Good morning, sir.
Yes, please.
Yes, please link to the program by going on the Orfeji link.
All right.
With Dr. Amodu.
Yes.
Okay, good morning, sir.
Good
morning.
Good morning, doctor.
Yeah, good morning.
This is Barista Chika on the line. I'm your client.
Barista Chika, how are you?
I'm very well.
Oh, good to have you here.
So good to hear you on this program.
Thank you.
Yeah, Dr. Timmy Tokman. I've always had this problem. I don't know. I keep on having this guilty conscience. Is it not because my baby fell down as a kid, as a baby? He fell down from my hand on one or two occasions, because this autism and probably the speech delay thing. I've asked various doctors and they told me that it has nothing to do with maybe a baby falling down and probably hitting his head. But I keep on having this guilty feeling. And the feeling just keeps on nagging at me all the time, that probably it was that time he fell down that this thing started and so on. Because till when he was about 1 year, there was nothing. He was just okay. All of a sudden, from nowhere, this retrogression started and it resulted to this speech delay that we are treating up till now.
Okay, thank you, Barista Chika. Well, medically, I will tell you that when a baby falls at birth, it can result into so many things too. Looking at the, what do we call it now? Generation of motor commands from the brain to the mouth.
Dr. Timitokwe, just hold on. We'll come to Barista Chika's question in a moment. We need to take this break right now. Lagos, please join us again. We need to take a quick break. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Morning Crossfire on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
We're back on the Crossfire on 99.3. I'm Sheriff Quadri. Timitokwe Amodu is here with me, and we've been talking about speech and language today. Such a broad conversation. All through the break, we're just talking. Timitokwe, thank you again for coming on the show. We're going to start with Barista Chika's concerns when she talked about her child falling and guilty conscience, whether that's responsible for what her child is going through, and you were about to respond to that.
Okay, Barista Chika, are you there?
No, she's gone. She's
okay.
Gone.
Okay. So what I was trying to say earlier on was that for any child that fell at birth, it could be as a result of the motor commands from the brain to the mouth. There might be an issue, so you need to do an MRI or CT scan so that we can actually ascertain where the problem is, so that we can get what is really happening to that child, where the speech and language delay is coming from. Aside the fact that your child is on the spectrum, you said your child is having an autism spectrum disorder, still go for an MRI or CT scan. See your doctor so that they can give you the right referral.
Indeed. Thank you. If you are just joining us, you're welcome. We have studio lines. We have a female only line that you can call 01465-7190. That is 01465-7190, female only. We have the one for the general public, 0700-993-993-993. That is 0700-993-993-993. We're ready to take your questions. I have mine as well. I have tons of mine. But I would forego those and try and hear from you some more. Let me speak with Ifai. Ifai is joining us this morning. Ifai, hi, morning to you.
Sheriff, good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, the nice program. I have a question for the doctor.
All right.
I have a son of before by November. Yes, after his first year, he became ill. There was infection. We were FMC.
Did you say after his third year or first year?
First year.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
So we've been through that, but he's a little bit okay. He has some seizures, severely.
Ifeanyi, are you with me? Ifeanyi.
Hello.
Okay.
Hello.
Go on now.
Yeah.
Go on.
Currently, he's having this speech issue. He can make all manner of sounds, sing anything, but unless if you listen attentively, you will really not get what he's saying. So it's not like we can say come, but he can say, if you say, you can come, he can chant it, but not the exact words.
Okay.
So I don't know. What do we do?
Do you have any question for
Ifeanyi? You said he can make... Hello?
Hello, I'm with you.
You said he can make some kinds of words?
Yes, but not like the words you... If you say, come here, he can say that, something like that. You repeat the same thing, but not, words you can hear exactly and clear words.
We might be having what we call deficit in comprehension of spoken language. We might not actually understand what you are saying. You might find it difficult to comprehend what you are saying. And you are saying, bye-bye for lie-lie. That means there is what we call substitution of word that is present again. So once you ask the child to say apple, the child tells you babu. That is being substituted. You say bye-bye for lie-lie. So that's another one there. So you need to know if that child can actually comprehend what you are saying. He understand what you are saying very well. And check out for the substitution of words or sentences that is being formed.
So is there any way we can take him to?
Yes, you need to bring him for a full assessment to Federal Neuropsychiatric Hospital.
Okay, do you have any special day for that?
Is there any special day where they can when they can come?
Presently, doctors are on strike.
Okay.
But you can still come Monday, Wednesday, or Friday to see me so that I can tell you one or two things to do.
Monday, Wednesday, or Friday?
Okay. Anytime.
No.
She goes home too, you know.
Eight a.m.
Okay, 8 a.m.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you,
fine. Stay strong. Okay. Let me ask you this question here before we finish processing our next call. Moses is already here. Moses, please give me some time. What can parents do? Because this formed majorly part of the calls that we've been getting, especially those that have 3-year-olds, 4-year-olds. They are lost at what they can do, the next step they can take.
Okay, for parents, they need to focus more on the communication skills that is being exhibited, as in the sounds, the words that their children is producing. They need to focus more on it. Then they need to follow up on what the speech pathologist asks them to do.
Okay.
They should not leave all for the speech and language pathologist now, because they will tell you it's their work, let them do it. Sometimes when they ask you go for this therapy plan, they have to make sure they follow the due process in the therapy plan. There are therapies that can be done for them.
Okay.
And everyday situations in life, they need to make sure they talk to their children. They should talk one-on-one with them. Then they should read stories to them, communicate. Once they discover there is any error, any articulatory error during the process of communication, they should try to note it down.
Okay.
Like if you are talking to a child now, you feel your child is not comprehending what you are saying until you say those words 2 or 3 times. Like, I want you to give me a broom. You keep saying, pointing, directing, using different form of gesture for that child, then you should know there's a problem somewhere. Then you have to work at that child's pace.
Okay.
As a parent, you work at that child's pace so that the child will understand the language you are trying to pass across.
Right.
Because communication is important in that child's life, functioning activities every day.
That's right. Let's go with Moses now. Moses, thank you for holding the line. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thank you.
Yeah. Go on, Moses. We're with you.
All right. Good morning.
Good morning.
I actually have a 30-month-old child, almost going to three years now.
Okay.
And he's not making any move to actually start talking, really. But he understands whatever you say. He runs errands well. As in, he does anything you ask him to do. He plays with the computers, play with the iPad, play with the phone, play games, watch cartoons, and stuff. When they say things that are funny, he laughs and things like that. We've been to lawsuits a couple of times, and you know, he's been examined and also recommended for some tests, which have been done and the results given to them. That they say nothing was wrong, that they will come around and stuff like that. But again, I'm still worried.
Based on what you have said now, it's obvious that your child has a good receptive language. That is, he understands virtually everything you are saying. But when it comes to the expressive skill now, to say, to verbalize those things is the problem now.
Yes.
Okay. There are a lot of things that can be done.
So okay.
Yes, because expression can be in form of, you said 3 years old?
Almost three.
Over
3 in November.
Okay, for your child, we have to put him on a treatment plan so that we can start from the baseline. We can start from the baseline. We have to ascertain the level at which that child is not able to produce the speech sounds that are needed for communication. We understand that he can actually understand everything we are saying now. So we have to carry out a thorough assessment on your child so that it will enable us to figure out where the problem of expression is coming out from now. So your child needs to come for a proper... You said you went to lawsuit?
Yes.
When was that?
He's been going there now for about 6 months. Anytime they want him to come around, the doctor do call us.
We have a speech and language pathologist in lawsuit.
Yeah.
So you see, I think after the program, you have to call her so that we can have a thorough plan for your child, a treatment plan, because she's there. So we have to know what is happening. Then we'll go through the case history and find out.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Moses. Stay tuned, all right? Would you mind to share your contact?
No problem.
Okay, fantastic. I know I'm getting comment and thought on social media. Okay. People are asking for your contact on there, right? But in the meantime, let me ask this question. There is a connection between delay in speech and language and the brain, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, are there tests that can be done medically to ascertain exactly, you know, whether the problem is neurological?
Yeah, they go for MRI, TC scan, MRI and TC scan, yes. Yeah. CT scan. Then sometimes an EEG is being done too.
Right.
MRI or CT scan and EEG, those are the tests. Aside the speech and language tests that we do, but for neurological now, you go for MRI and CT scan. EEG.
All right. Let's take another call in. Hello, good morning to you. Oh, we love that call. Nigeria Info, good morning to you.
Hello, good morning.
Morning to you.
Okay, Sheriff, good morning.
Yes, we can hear you.
Okay, my name is Frank from Badagry.
Welcome, Frank.
Okay. First of all, please, I want to thank you for your programs. I also want to thank Nigeria Info. On Sunday this week, Mr. Bola Joko, he sent someone to visit us. So they gave us something. I'm the visually impaired man that called early February this year.
Wow.
So I want to thank you people.
You're
God
welcome.
Will continue to bless you all for all your programs.
And you
thank
too.
Thank you.
And you too.
Yeah.
All right, that's why he called, to say thank you. Thank you for calling. Appreciate it. Nigeria, oh, we lost that call. Let's take another one. Hello, good morning to you. Hello.
Sorry.
Good morning to you.
Good morning. This is the same Kemi that called about
this. Oh, yes, Kemi. Well, what's the case again, Kemi?
I thought I was talking at 4.
At 4, right?
Yes.
Okay. You were going to ask her a question earlier.
Yes, that at four, does that mean your child is not even making any babbling sound?
The only babbling sound he always making, he would just scream. I don't think he makes babbling sound, he just scream. As if there's something he wanted to say how.
Okay.
So we conducted a test for him and just his assessment on the hearing, maybe there's something wrong.
Okay, auditory assessment.
Auditory assessment.
Okay.
So we did our test and we said there was nothing wrong with the hearing. So on Monday again, I took him to see a pediatrician, saw him, he tried to assess him. But he is saying maybe we need to see a developmental pediatrician and pediatrician neurology.
Okay. That is why the treatment has to be holistically now. Like I was telling you, it involves multidisciplinary work now. Somebody's telling you to see a pediatrician or logist. You have gone for audiological evaluation. Now you want to see a speech pathologist. You can see it is not only one person. Everybody is involved.
Yes.
So because you said he understands virtually everything you are saying, but for him to talk, and you said he's only babbling.
No. He doesn't at times. When you tell him, he's doing it. But what I notice is that he doesn't at times respond to his name.
Okay.
But when he's doing something, I said, move away from that place, he will definitely move away.
Okay. He's being selective. He's being selective. That we can say that one is on the selective mutism level.
Okay.
Yes, he selects what he does at his own pace. Then we have to carry out a speech assessment for him. I can't not really assess your child in absentia. I'm only giving you a clue on what to do based on what you are saying now.
Okay.
So in managing communication is not something that can be done offline like that.
Right.
That child
right.
has to be seen, not in absentia.
Hmm.
So.
Okay. I wouldn't mind if I can get your number.
Oh, sure.
We can do that.
She will share her contacts before she leaves.
All right.
Hmm.
All right. Thank you so much.
Hang in there, Kemi. Hang in there. Nigeria Info, good morning to you. Are you here? I think we lost that line. It dropped. Nigeria Info, good morning. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, good morning to you.
Hello?
We can hear you. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning. Godri.
Yes, please.
Yeah, my name is Emmanuel.
Welcome, Emmanuel.
Yeah, I'm calling from Ecuador.
All right.
Yeah, I'm concerned about Moses, the caller that called earlier about her child going for errand and cannot talk. Yeah, this thing, it happens to one of my brothers, a child. It took about 5 or 6 years. This boy, you can send him to anywhere. You can send him to any errand. He will go and do exactly what you send him. But he cannot make any sound. He cannot talk. Up to 6 or 7 years before he started talking. So I think Moses, according to him, they went to last week and they told him not he's gonna come out. The child will speak. I think he should have patience, but he can still go and see the doctor.
All right. Thank you. Thank you for your thought. I appreciate it. You should have patience. I think that's okay. Anonymous is calling. Anonymous, morning to you.
Yeah, good morning.
Morning to you.
Thank you so much for what you have done.
Thank you.
I really appreciate you.
Thank you.
Yeah, I just want to add one or two things. If doctor can embed that into our system. Sometime 3 years ago, my wife traveled out of the country to deliver a baby.
Okay.
And right there are so many things that were done. Even after the child was born, there are so many tests that were still done after, in which hearing, speech, everything was carried out one after the other.
Right.
That you'll be so sure after a while your child will not have any problem.
Mm.
I just want to employ a doctor that can that be infused in our system? If it's yes, why not telling our pregnant women that this is what you will do after the delivery? So consultation. I think it will help us a lot in this system. Thank you.
Thank you too. Thank you. Very valid point there. It made a very, very valid point, right? Do we do that in Nigeria here after giving birth and you tell parents that these are the compulsory tests that you must do, you must carry out on your baby before we can discharge you? Yeah, yes, Smiley.
I don't want to. But the tests have been done in Nigeria. I don't want to. The tests have been done very well. We have the audiologists, I'm a speech pathologist, you know. We have the pediatric doctors, occupational therapists that handle children with gross and fine motor skills. We have a special educationist. We have everything here in Nigeria.
Yeah.
And the tests have been done. Our children have been screened.
Yeah.
Screened totally.
You're talking like a medical practitioner.
Don't worry, we'll get there. I understand what he's saying. We'll get there. So when you have a normal child after delivery, somebody will now tell you, go for disease. They will tell you, what is wrong?
Lunch, yeah.
My child is okay now. Why are you telling me to go for this? So I understand you, sir. But at the same time, let's still follow the due process. We'll still continue with the screening.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I have another question here. I don't know if it's true or not. I mean, it's part of the questions I wrote down to ask you. Is it gender-based, this speech and language delay, or it's both male and female children?
It's both in male and female children. But is looking at the children on the spectrum is most commonly found in boys.
In boys?
Yes.
Mm. What causes
on the
that?
Spectrum.
Why?
Still the same thing. The story still go back to, and some parents will tell you, you are talking about maternal intake of food. I health well. I have good this, good that. I visited the hospital, took the right immunization. Mm. It still goes back to the whole stories.
Hmm. So we can't still tell
we can't
exactly
still
why.
Tell. The real cause is unknown,
hmm.
but it's only been attributed to one or two things. Child fell, seizures at birth, meningitis, jaundice, measles, cerebral malaria, things like that.
Hmm. You know what? We're out of time. But before we go, please, how can people reach you? Because we can't take you can see all the calls here. We can't take all of them. How can people reach out to you for those who would need your personal counsel?
Okay, should I drop my phone number?
Yes, please do that.
Okay, 080, my phone number now, 080-3510-7920. Or
please take that again.
080-3510-7920.
Or they can come to Federal Neuropsychiatric Hospital.
Yes.
Mm, okay.
You can come to Federal Neuropsychiatric Hospital. Mm. Yaba Oshodi Hanex at Kappa bus stop.
Okay. All right.
Kappa Nitel bus stop.
Mm. Fantastic. We must go now. Thank you so much. Amadu Temitokwe is the head of speech pathology and special education department in Federal Neuropsychiatric Hospital, Yaba Oshodi Hanex, Lagos. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
I'm Sharif Quadri. I'll see you tomorrow on Morning Crossfire Hot Takes.
The Niger Shopping Festival brand deals has some official juicy brand deals you can find on Jumia. For example, Adidas. Check out the Adidas official store.
99.3 Nigeria Info. We are more than just radio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel at Nigeria Info FM. Check us out on Facebook at Nigeria Info 99.3. Follow us on Twitter at Nigeria Info FM and on Instagram at Nigeria Info FM Lagos for live updates as it happens. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.